Time is what we have, but how much? And what does it mean as we run out of it? Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill found some answers in a rooster and a watch.
9:20 one morning, sitting on the porch of a cabin on a lake in rural Vermont, I heard a cockcrow nearby. 9:30? Is he a late riser, or didn't God impart to him the proper sense of time? I thought. Maybe he never learned to keep time. I wondered if this rooster was just a free spirit and never was constrained by time or tedious barnyard routines. Servicing hens all day may not be all that glamorous. Perhaps this rooster is his own rooster and is able to think outside the hen house. I was simply expecting this rooster to crow at sunrise. Life is, after all about time and how we use it. Is it just because I'm older that I think time's changed its velocity, and that 50 years ago time traveled half the speed it does now? I have no proof, but I believe the velocity has increased. Our present cultural stride is not steady as she goes, but how far, how fast, and put it to the floor. 0 to 60 covering a quarter of a mile in 12 seconds is not just the hot feature of modern cars. It's how we live today. I don't have oil changes anymore. I'm Jiffy Lubed. It's the fast food era. Dining out offers a kind of an accelerated experience. Eating out was once a production, a big deal, characterized by waiters who took our orders. Curiously, most wore black like morticians, schmoozed us, and then brought us our order, asking if everything was to our complete satisfaction. The experience was characterized by leisure. The entire affair was good for at least an hour, often more. In fast food restaurants, we can order, let's say, a three-course meal, burger, fries, and a Coke, pay for it, eat it, all in under 5 minutes. Few words are exchanged, and the person you ordered from passes you the order while staring at a computer. Highly caloric, streamlined, but interpersonally spare. My stepson and his wife farm. She tends the chickens. After I heard the rooster crowing that morning, I asked her what she made of it. She said she could speak only anecdotally, but she thought a part of the rooster's habits are dictated by circadian rhythms, but not totally. As she has observed, her chickens, the young roosters especially, are inclined to crow more often during the day and occasionally at night. Older ones crow less frequently, she observed, although she's seen exceptions, like one old rooster who crows all the time. I'd add that one also sees this among the males of her own species. As the book of Ecclesiastes counsels us, there is time for everything under the sun, but not everyone gets it. Before traveling to Vermont, I took an old watch to the jeweler for repairs. It was the first watch I'd ever purchased. As I have experienced in my own aging, the watch, when wound to go, moved with determination, but then slowly and at times barely made it through the day. The jeweler looked at the watch, like a doctor examining a patient. My watch could be repaired. He quoted an extortionist price. It left me facing the great existential question aging people face in this day of increased longevity. Just how much will it cost me to buy more time? George Merrill on the Shore.